Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Philly Pod, brought to you by thelibertyline.com. I'm your host, as always, Victor Williams. Be sure to give me a follow on all social media platforms over at the Philly Pod. The Eagles made their first round selection last night, and we all knew, we all had a feeling that they wouldn't be staying at pick number 32, whether it's trading up or trading out of the first round entirely. And thankfully, they didn't do that. They didn't stay up all night for nothing. They were able to move up to get the player that they wanted. They parted with a 2025 fifth round pick. Howie has so many of them, he could certainly give one away to secure a player. He gave one to the Kansas City Chiefs to move up one pick and select Alabama linebacker Jahad Campbell at number 31 overall. Not a safety that we thought they might be taking, not an edge rusher, not a prototypical one anyway that they thought we were taking. It wasn't Donovan Ezeraku, wasn't Nick Emanwori the safety after Starks went. We got Jahad Campbell, who was widely viewed as a top 15 talent and certainly would not have fallen this far if it wasn't for his medical history. And we will get into everything that has to do with Jahad Campbell. If you are new to the show, thank you guys for checking it out. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Be sure to leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the Philly Pod, bring it to new eyes and ears of Eagles fans. And the Eagles certainly weren't hurting for a linebacker. Yes, you could say edge rusher. And now they have a guy that you could literally line up anywhere on this defense in the front seven, you know, not in the secondary. You can line up anywhere in the front seven in Jahad Campbell. Not your prototypical off-ball linebacker, but he can play off the ball and on the edge. I think it would be appropriate to view this guy as more so of an edge rusher who can play off ball rather than the other way around, which is kind of what Zach Bond does, play off ball and can play the edge as well. Now they have two guys like Zach Bond. There was a lot of scouts who compared Jahad Campbell to Zach Bond, and now you have two of these guys on this defense. Vic Fangio certainly can't wait to get his hands on him. Jahad Campbell, a local kid, he went to Timber Creek High School, which, fun fact, is around my way. I graduated from Highland High School, which is in Blackwood, class of 2012. And Timber Creek is a part of the Black Horse Pike Regional School District, Triton, Timber Creek, and Highland. So we saw Timber Creek, you know, at all the football games, all the sporting events. They were like the main rivals. So interesting that there's a lot of people in the area that have definitely played with Jahad Campbell, have played against Jahad Campbell, and a local guy coming back home is always a fun story. Grew up an Eagles fan, grew up in the Philadelphia area, and he showed you when he was selected that he is very excited to be here. Like I mentioned, regarded as a top 10 talent, likely would have went top 15 if it wasn't for injury concerns. Campbell had surgery last month to repair a torn labrum in his shoulder, but is expected to be ready for training camp. Howie and all of them obviously didn't put a timetable and what his plan would be for Jahad Campbell, but reports are indicating that he should be ready for training camp. It'll be interesting to see where he lines up first when they suit up for that first practice. Will they put him on the edge, or will they have him off the ball alongside Zach Bond? Because now that you have Jahad Campbell here, you don't really have to rush back N'Kobe Dean from his injury now. A lot of people are asking me, what does this pick mean for the future of N'Kobe Dean, for the future of Jeremiah Trotter? Are they not as high on Jeremiah Trotter as we once thought? I don't think this pick is a reflection of any of that. I think that the roster at this point was future-proofed, and you are in a position to take the best football player available, not really be stuck to a position. You don't want to, you know, box yourself in and say, we need an edge rusher, we need this, we need that. They took the best overall football player that was on the board in Jahad Campbell, and the Eagles are in a position to do that because of the roster building they have done over the last 3 to 4 years. And yes, you can circle safety and say, well, now we need a safety with CJ gone. So many guys still left on the board with only Malachi Starks going off the board. Screw you, Baltimore really wanted Starks. Starks and Kyle Hamilton are going to be disgusting on the back end for the foreseeable future. So very jealous of them. But you have Nicky Manwari, you have Xavier Watts, you have Andrew Makuba, you have all these guys that would definitely be serviceable for the Philadelphia Eagles on the back end to pair with Reed Blankenship. We'll see what they do in round two on that front. But yeah, Jahad Campbell is now added to the growing list of players that have fallen right in the Eagles' lap as far as talent that didn't deserve the be there. N'Kobe Dean fell to the Eagles in the third round because of medical. Jalen Carter was touted as the best player in the draft, and he fell for those reasons. Nolan Smith, Quinyon Mitchell was projected to go top 15. Eagles got him at 21, 22. I don't remember. Cooper DeJean fell out of the first round entirely, and now Jahad Campbell is here on the back end of the first round, and teams were wary of the medical stuff, and the Eagles are always the team to bank on that and try to benefit from other teams passing on them. And it's worked out from the standpoint of Cooper DeJean, and it's worked out. N'Kobe Dean has been banged up, but it's worked out with N'Kobe Dean. But then you think of guys like us, like Sidney Jones, who it didn't work out for. You took a chance on him in the second round and things like that. But I think this is a player that is going to be really nice for the Eagles for the next 5+ years. And you throw him in a defense that already features Jalen Carter and Nolan Smith and N'Kobe Dean and Zach Bond and all those guys, and you have a really, really nice player that you don't have to box into a position. The Eagles made it known that they're not going to limit him to okay or just an edge rusher, okay or just an off-ball guy. They're going to use him all over and utilize all the strengths that Jahad Campbell has to offer. The Eagles say they view him as a front seven player, so I think it's really smart to make sure they don't limit his role specifically for that reason. Now, the Eagles tried to trade up in the 22-23 range. They tried to get a deal done with the Chargers at 22. They tried to get a deal done with the Packers to move up. Now, the Eagles say that it was for Jahad Campbell. Do we believe that? I'm a little skeptical considering that they never brought in Jahad Campbell on a top 30 visit. We have all of them logged. We know who's been in the facility, and Jahad Campbell was not one of those guys. Now, this could be due to a number of reasons. It could be due to the fact they never thought Jahad Campbell would be available or that they would ever be in range for them to trade up for, so they didn't waste a visit on that. So we don't know. In either case, this is another steal for the Philadelphia Eagles, and there's a lot of people who are looking at the Philadelphia Eagles like, why do they keep getting away with this? Like, I don't understand how this kind of talent continually falls to the Eagles. Campbell put together a stellar 2024 season before suffering that torn labrum. He had a career high in tackles, 117. He had 5.0 sacks in just 13 games. He was named first team All-SEC, and he was a semifinalist for the Buckus Award, which is obviously presented annually to the nation's top linebacker. So if all the medicals check out, I mean, man, you have a guy who can do anything you need on the defense. He can play in coverage. He can rush the passer. He has really good sideline to sideline speed. He can chase down runners. He can literally do everything that Zach Bond can do on the defense. And that, like I mentioned, now you're going to have two of them, and I don't know how defenses are going to prepare for that kind of situation. Now, are we disappointed that the Eagles didn't get Malachi Starks? Yes, of course. He was the pipe dream on defense. Are we disappointed that the Eagles didn't get Walter Nolan, a guy a lot of us fell in love with, and the Cardinals took him? So Jonathan Gannon is still biting us, still, you know, trying to take it to the Eagles by taking guys that we are interested in. I thought Arizona was a fit for Milton Williams, so the fact that they got, you know, Walter Nolan, basically a younger guy that they can use in that role. I think that he's going to be a nice fit in Arizona. So screw you, Jonathan Gannon. We didn't need you to go ahead and do that. But once Starks and Nolan was gone, I was like, man, get Maxwell Hairston. You can pair him with Quinyon. And then Maxwell Hairston went to Buffalo. But Jahad Campbell is a player that a lot of us should be excited about. Shares an agent with Jalen Hurts, Nicole Lynn. So, you know, they love Nicole Lynn in that building. They're just getting a lot of things done as far as deals go and things of that nature. But again, this is the benefit of not having a pressing need entering the draft. You can take gambles on players like Jahad Campbell who have amazing upside and maybe have some injury concerns. And you don't have to rush him along because you have Nakobe Deans and things of that nature. This goes one of two ways. If Nakobe Dean is ready at the beginning of the season, we don't know the timeline yet, but if Nakobe Dean is ready, you don't have to rush along Jahad Campbell. And if he's not ready, then you can use Jahad Campbell anyway and see what you have there. So I think that this is good for both scenarios. The Eagles are making sure that they are prepared for any and all situations. Now we start to look ahead of what the Eagles are going to do in round two. I mentioned the safeties, Eamon Warrior and those guys. I mentioned the edge rushers, Ezeraku. And those guys, I think that might be the next position they tackle. They're certainly going to need a tight end at some point. You expect them to take some there. Tyler Warren went yesterday. Carson Loveland also went yesterday. Loveland went before Warren, which, you know, I didn't think was going to happen. But I think that the Eagles are certainly going to look at some of those guys. Now, we're not going to make it sound like Jahad Campbell doesn't have his concerns, but he certainly does. There's reports out there that he could need another surgery down the road. There's reports that he has like knee issues as well. So this could all blow up in the Eagles' face, and you know, but I think this is well worth the risk. And if he turns out to be an all around football player, then this is going to be added to the list of gems that Howie Roseman stole from the rest of the NFL. And we'll see what Vic decides to do with him. Vic Fangio loves versatility in his defense. We know that he covets versatility, and if you have a guy who can line up anywhere in that front seven, Vic Fangio is going to hammer the table for that guy, and the Eagles made sure that that is what happened. Jahad Campbell said it himself, the rich get richer, and yeah, the defense certainly is going to be better when he gets healthy. Now, I think that the Eagles got word that somebody could be moving up in the draft for Jahad Campbell, so that's why they got ahead. Or maybe Spagnuolo maybe signaled that, hey, we want Jahad Campbell a part of our defense. And the Eagles were like, we'll take a fifth round, so we can get up there and take him. And the Chiefs were happy to make that deal. So what a first day of the draft. Jahad Campbell certainly wasn't the pick. It's funny how we do all this research and we research all the visits and all the scouting reports on players that make the most sense for the Eagles, just for them to go in a completely different direction, and we end up with a player that we did little research on because we didn't think he would be available. It's kind of how I felt last year about Quinyon Mitchell, because I was like, I didn't do all this extensive research on him because I watched him at the Senior Bowl and said, there's no shot. He's going to fall to 21 or 22. He went 22 overall. I'm trying to rack my brain to remember. So Jahad Campbell is certainly going to be a fun project to dive into over the next few weeks. The Jaguars giving up the farm to get Travis Hunter. Now, with what they gave up, they certainly will not. Has the Browns, you know, were a little timid, like, we're going to play at receiver and then we're going to, you know, put you in some packages on defense. For what the Jaguars gave up, I don't think they're going to be hesitating to play this man full time at both positions, probably receiver first and then throw him out there at corner. It's not feasible to have a guy play all those snaps and assume he's going to last 10 years in the NFL, but you don't invest those kind of assets into getting a guy like Travis Hunter if you don't have the next 10-plus years in mind. So the Jaguars are going to have to come up with a longevity plan to make sure that Travis Hunter is durable throughout his NFL career. Ashton Jeanty to the Raiders made a lot of sense. You know, they're going to try to do the beast mode thing. Pete Carroll's over there. They got Geno over there. I think Ashton Jeanty is going to do some fun things over there. And no Shedeur Sanders. You know, I thought the Steelers would take Shedeur because I don't think they have a second round pick. So they certainly have no interest in Shedeur if they didn't use their first round pick on him. So it might be the Aaron Rodgers show over there sooner rather than later. Jackson Dart to the Giants. They picked Jackson Dart over Shedeur Sanders. So an eventful first night on the NFL draft, and I'm very excited for what the Eagles are going to do in the coming rounds. Round two, day two, was one of my favorite days in the draft because that's where you really find the gems. Obviously, we like the back end. We like the undrafted free agents. All of us nerds like that kind of stuff. But I think that they're going to find some gems. There's so many good players. The way the board was falling, I was surprised. Like, Will Johnson is still out there. Like, he's one of the top corners in the draft, and he's still out there because he has medical concerns. And so many good players. Nick Skirton still available, who the Eagles did extensive research on. And that's, I think he would have been a reach at 32, but in the second round, you could certainly do worse than that. Just to give you an overview of the remaining 2025 picks, they have number 64 in the second round. They have number 96 in the third round, 134 in the fourth round, and they have three more fifth rounders. No picks as of now in the sixth or seventh round. So expect Howie to continue to be wheeling and dealing on that front.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tontandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
A couple more quick notes I wanted to get into as far as the Philadelphia Eagles are concerned. They did not pick up the fifth-year option for wide receiver Jahan Dotson. That was a move that was expected. Jahan Dotson was not going to be paid $16 million or whatever the option was going to be worth for a receiver. Now, not saying that Dotson isn't productive. I'm sure if he was a top option in offense, he showed in Washington that he could be productive when he is the top option. But, you know, he does his job for the Eagles as a low-volume target, a low-volume WR3, and an offense led by Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts, and with Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown commanding all those targets. Now, with Dallas Goedert potentially getting traded, I know that could open up some opportunities, but not $16 million worth. It never warranted the price, so the Eagles did not pick up Jahan Dotson's option. He will be entering a contract year scheduled to become an unrestricted free agent headed into 2026, so it's not something to keep an eye on there. Speaking of Dallas Goedert, with the Colts taking Tyler Warren, they did not waste no time. I think they were shocked that Tyler Warren was still available, because when it was their turn to pick, I think that pick was in 3 seconds. They threw that pick in immediately, and they took Tyler Warren. But that eliminates the Colts as a potential trade partner for Dallas Goedert. So the more time passes, hey, I was on this podcast saying that, you know, prepare yourselves for a trade. It's going to happen any day now. As time passes, man, they might work something out. Maybe revised one-year deal situation to give him some guaranteed money, because he doesn't have any guaranteed money left on his deal now. That's the anchor of all this. But hey, maybe over time, as landing spots start to come off the table, and then Dallas is like, hey, man, got to figure it out, and they meet in the middle somewhere. But that's another interesting development as well. We have jersey number updates as well. We're talking about Dotson. Jahan Dotson now wears number 2 instead of number 83, and Kelee Ringo, sadly, is switching to number 7 from 22. I liked him in 22. Don't know what the deal is with number 7, but we'll see how it looks on him. So two jersey number updates over there. Also, so while we're on the topic of fifth-year options, the Eagles officially have a week to make a decision on Jordan Davis's fifth-year option. If they do pick it up, they are guaranteeing $12.9 million for him in 2026. So can you can go in multiple directions. You could decline it, then extend him, or you could pick it up and then figure it out from there. But we're going to find out as the draft goes on and they maybe they take a defensive lineman. I was saying if they take Nolan, I don't think they pick up that option, but that didn't happen. So maybe they take a long look at that option and make it happen. Is he worth $12.9 million for what he does against the run? This is something the Eagles are going to have to ask themselves as time goes on. But the May 2nd deadline is around the corner for fifth-year options, and the Eagles are certainly going to have to make a choice sooner rather than later. We'll get word of that after the draft. As of now, I am not sure what the situation is going to be. Cam Jurgens, I didn't get up here to talk about this yet. Cam Jurgens finally got his much-anticipated extension. We all knew that he was going to get it. It was just a matter of when. It was going to happen this year, but he got a 4-year, $68 million extension, keeps him on the team through 2029. Well-deserved. He was gritty throughout the playoff run, played with a bad back, and, you know, played through the Super Bowl and everything. But the Eagles are lucky to have 10 years of 10 plus years of Jason Kelce, and then just to have Cam Jurgens come in here next and do the things that he is doing. Fantastic news, and congratulations to Cam Jurgens. People say that next on the list is Jordan Davis, as I just mentioned. I think Reed gets extended next. I think Reed Blankenship will get the next extension. I think he will be next on that list, so keep an eye out for that. Jurgens' $17 million average annual salary makes him the second highest paid center in the NFL behind the Chiefs' Creed Humphrey. So Cam Jurgens, much deserved money on that front. But that's a couple notes I had circled here as well that I didn't get to talk about as of yet. But Jihad Campbell, welcome back to the city. Welcome back home. A lot of people in the area are glad that you have come home. There's a lot of guys around my town that know you, have played with you. So I'm very excited. Maybe we'll get an interview down the road with Campbell. I'll do for the show, or maybe for USA Today. That'll be fun as well, since he's not hard to find around these parts. So fun stuff on that front. We'll be back here on the show to discuss what the Eagles do in the second and third rounds. But the Eagles now have a new toy for Vic Fangio on that defensive front. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of the Philly Pod. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows, as well as Spotify. Follow me on all social media platforms over at the Philly Pod. I will catch you guys on the next show. Until then, y'all, peace out from the Philly Pod.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.